Welcome to Advanced Biblical Foundations. I want to start by introducing myself to you. My name is Terry Moore, and God, I had a life-changing encounter with God back in 1982, and what happened was that the Word of God literally came alive to me. I grew up in church. I tried to read my Bible. I did Bible studies. I did various things, even through college. And but at the same time, it seemed like it was sort of a closed book to me. I remember reading and thinking, "Oh, well, Pastor so and so said this, or somebody told me that, or yeah, I'd read that and whatever." But the reality was is that when I had an encounter with the Lord in 1982, everything changed, and the Word of God literally came alive. Right after that, that was at a James Robinson meeting. He invited some people to come over to listen to a man he was called In the Word Seminars. And it was spent 3 days going through the Word, looking and seeing what the Word really says, not what we're told that the Word said. And I went to there were only like 22 people in this particular meeting. And for 3 days, we read the Word. Basically, we go from 8 in the morning till 5. And we take a break about every hour and a break for lunch. And really, we just, people say, "Well, what did you do?" Well, we read the Word. And no, not from Genesis and read chapter 1, chapter 2. We'd do more topical studies. But the reality was is that it was literally overwhelming. But what happened is that the Word came alive. And so no longer was it just black ink or red ink on white pages, but the Word was speaking to me. After that meeting, my wife wanted to know, because tell me everything. Tell me what went on. I went, "No way. It's just way too much." Overwhelmed. It's like, they tell the story about drinking water from a fire hydrant. But, I mean, it was like that. It was just so much. She said, "Well, I want to go." And so they were going to do these fairly often. And so we signed up for the second one. And I said, "I want to go again," because it was just so much. And I really saw a lot the second time I went. And the same thing happened to her that happened to me is that, she goes, that was too much. I mean, wow, I need to go back. So she signed up to go back for her second time, which would have been my third time to go to this seminar. And now this seminar had grown. I mean, it was like 20 when we went. The first time, there was 40 the second time, there was like 80 the third time. So, and just continued to grow. And so I said, "No, I've been twice, I got it." And she kept on me. She says, "Come on, go with me. I don't want to go by myself." And so I did, third time. So I thought, I'm not going to take any notes. I'm just going to take my Bible and I'm just going to read. Well, we hadn't been there hardly any time, but I began to see more things the third time that I'd seen the first two combined. In fact, it was so impactful that I went to the next 8 in a row. And what I realized is that, the Word of God is living. It's alive. It's not reading a novel. It's not like taking a class in school where you take a course and then you go, "I finished that course and I get to take another course." No, it's alive. I'm reading the Word today, 40 years later, and I see things that still jump off the page and they speak to me. And so what happened is that it so changed our lives. And another couple friend also were involved in this. We had children about the same age. We spent many Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons reading the Word, reading and sharing. It so impacted us. It changed our lives. And that's why we've put together this Advanced Biblical Foundations material, because we recognize that it will change your life, but you have to get into the Word. See, it's that Word becoming flesh in you that changes your life. It doesn't do any good to know what somebody else knows. It doesn't do any good to just attend meetings. And it's when you get in the Word yourself. And what happened is that it wasn't just a time. I've had people, they say, "Well, I went to that." Yeah, well, I've read that. I've done this. Okay. But the reality is that it's when you get into the Word, and really it becomes living in you. And so that's why we put these things together. I really believe that we've put together our what we call the Advanced Biblical Foundations, these love, the Cross the Key, Love, Identity, and Purpose, Free Indeed, Hearing God, Basic Training, Setting the Captives Free, and Financial Freedom. We've put these things together, and we've got additional teachings also. But it's not like a college course that you take these and you graduate. No, this is something that you want it to become flesh in you. You want it to come alive in you. That's when it begins to change your life. So this is what I'm going to encourage you to do. I encourage you to go through the materials. I encourage you to go start with Cross the Key. Understanding what Jesus did for us at the cross is extremely important. But I encourage you to do that. But don't just do it and listen for one time. This is what where it really becomes real to you is that you begin to do it, spend some time in it. We've got books. We've got manuals. We spend some time there. And then if you really want to learn, then I encourage you to get some people together. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's somebody at the office. Get some people together at the church and go through it with them. I think that when you take responsibility to share with someone else the truth, that really will make you free. But in the meantime, I just encourage you, begin to get into the Word. Begin to follow through. The Cross the Key, Love, Identity, and Purpose. All of these are designed to help us to really be a disciple that will make a difference in this world. Growing in the truth will make you free. Free indeed, hearing God, basic training, setting the captives free. All of these are designed to help us to grow as a disciple. And again, you really learn it by helping others walk through it also. So I want to encourage you. This is what we discovered is that it's not just going through the material one time. It's abiding in the Word. It says, if you abide in my Word, you're my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So my prayer is that you would, whatever, we've got all these materials available. These are just the original ones that we did. But I want to encourage you, it's available. But only you can decide whether or not you'll spend time in it. Now, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God would help all of us to really be disciples. So, Father, we love you, we bless you, and we thank you. Help us to really grow as a disciple. Help us to abide in your Word. And, Lord, we want to know you, and we want to know your Word, and we want it to become flesh in us. So I pray for everybody, Lord, that you'd help us to walk through and to appropriate the truth, because it really will make us free. Father, we love you. We bless you. I bless everyone that's watching and that will watch. And we just thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for, and I encourage you to follow up with Advanced Biblical Foundations.